Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion, and welcome to the BOF podcast. Voices is the most stimulating gathering of fashion industry leaders on the planet. What makes Voices different is that we mix our industry with fascinating people from other sectors, from the worlds of economics, activism, health and wellness, medicine, film, philanthropy, technology, media, and so many more. Fashion doesn't live in a bubble, and nor should it. This is one of the sessions from our 2017 gathering. Did you know that less than 18% of technology roles in the United States are filled by women? And that's in the context of a world that's being reshaped by technology. That's a problem that Carly Kloss, better known as a model, but also as a huge advocate that girls should learn how to code, talked about at Voices 2017. With her Coding with Klossy initiative, she initiates lots of young girls every year into this experience of learning how to code. And she believes that women, young women in particular, can bring new and fresh ideas and solve problems differently than perhaps the people who are coding now. So here's Carly Kloss on why girls should code at Voices 2017. Just a quick note, this conversation was recorded live in front of an audience, so please excuse any audio issues. Let's start with the fundamental question, which is, you know, why should girls code?
Well, first of all, I think before we even go there, I want to explain what code is, because
okay, that's a good place to start.
You have a very smart audience of people in front of us, but I think code is something that is transforming the world around us, and yet it's still this abstract thing that people know. They should know what it is, but not a lot of people really do. And I think that was kind of why I wanted to learn what it was. And at its core, it's a language. And like any language, it's not easy to learn, but it's incredible what you can do with it. And it can be applied in really creative ways. I like the duct tape analogy, and I think there's so many ways that code, you know, has learning how to code has opened my eyes to not only so many businesses and incredible inventions and startups like Airbnb, but understanding the language and the actual fabric of what creates those businesses is what it starts with.
So how did you first start learning how to code?
So yeah, it's not a normal transition from runway to code, but like anything else, I wanted to understand what it was, and I've always been really curious. I started modeling. I met a lot of you guys when I was 15 years old, and I've had this incredible experience through my career as a model. I've been able to travel the world and meet incredible entrepreneurs, but I have always had this curiosity about what about how things work. And so I wanted to understand, I was meeting Joe, I was meeting incredible entrepreneurs, and I wanted to understand what they knew that I didn't and that most of the world doesn't. And I took a code class.
And so for those of us who are less informed, what are the ABCs that they teach you in that class?
So I started out learning something really high level, just kind of what code is and how it builds something, the front end and back end of something. And, even just that alone, understanding high level, how it works, was really incredible to just understand what is possible. I think that's the biggest thing is, there is opportunity still. I mean, especially in our industry, this is something that I'm really excited about because I think in fashion, there's so much opportunity for innovation using technology, using data. There's big business, fashion, there's a lot of, there's just so many corners of our industry that I think are ripe for disruption, to use a tech term. But I think there's so many ways that technology can really create more efficiency in our industry.
So, but the challenge that we're talking about today is really that for some reason, even though coding is this really important language,
yeah,
it's a new form of literacy, lots of young girls and women are not exposed to it at all.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, your statistics, show that you mentioned earlier, and I think there's a number of reasons. I think that girls have historically self-selected out. I think there's a number of reasons. There's not enough access to the actual learning, the actual education. I went to a great public school growing up, and there was no such thing as computer science education at my school. I think it's having really interesting, dynamic, creative ways of learning it. So great curriculum, great teachers. And so I should explain also, I started a nonprofit called Code with Klossy, and we teach girls to code. And we create these summer camps, these two-week-long summer camps, to teach them the ABCs. And by the end of the actual 2 weeks, they build and deploy apps, projects, and it's really incredible to see what they do.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Have you ever owned something that inspired you to up your game? For me, I got a chef-grade range recently, and now I'm cooking new things every single night. Seriously, no cuisine is off limits. The point is, when we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. I can picture myself with a car full of groceries, cruising down the highway, soaking up the sun with the available dynamic sky panorama glass roof. Ugh, pure bliss. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
So when you're teaching these girls, Carly, and I know that you do it like every summer, you know, it's incredible. Yeah. What is it like for them if they're not exposed to it beforehand? And what do you learn from that? Because these girls are like, yeah. What, they're 13?
So they're pre-college age. So yeah. Before that statistic, you said only 18% of women get computer science degrees currently. You know, before they even get to college, they've already decided whether or not they think they like STEM fields. Whether they think...
Can you say what STEM means?
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So they already self-select in or out whether they think they're good at math or whether they think science is interesting to them. And I think that's one of the biggest opportunities to really actually make impact in these girls' lives. And that's what we do with Code with Classy. You know, we kind of open the window for these girls to realize not only, A, can they be good at anything they set their mind to, but B, there's so many creative applications with this skill set. You know, and I think one thing that for me, I am somebody who, had I not ended up on the runways at 15, I would have definitely gone down the science route because that's just the way my brain works. And I love to learn about those kind of, you know, science, how science affects the world around us. And I think that they're not so far apart. There's so many creative ways that they actually really intersect. And the girls that are in our camps might learn about coding because they hear me talk about it all the time. But the thing is that it's actually, it's like a language, like I said. And they actually, in my opinion, I think, you know, Joe, I'm curious. I wanted to ask you how many engineers at Airbnb are women? And, you know, I think there's probably a number of entrepreneurs and business owners out there who have engineers in your company. And I'd ask, you know, how is it a 50-50 split?
Well, I have a statistic there.
Okay.
So our CTO came up to me before I got on stage and said, I just wanted you to know how many girl coders we have or female coders we have on our team. And we have, out of probably about 25 engineers, we have two girl coders and one quality assurance analyst, mm-hmm. Aliana, Talita, and Sabina. But that's out of like 25.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's
think
not uncommon.
Yeah. It's so there's clearly something broken, right? Which is like if the world is changing and everything's about technology and this is the language to like drive and shape technology and women aren't participating in it.
In the conversation.
Then what are the limits, like what is the impact on the world because of that?
There's huge impact, but I think that what we have to think about, and at least what I'm focused on, is the future and the future workforce. The girls who are in our camps right now are 15 to 18. They're going into college. Then they will apply to work with Business of Fashion and all of your companies in the coming years. But, you know, I think there's what we're trying to do is actually keep that window open and actually empower and excite girls around these industries and around these skills. And why code is, you know, so important is because, again, it's a language. And if you can understand how things work or how things are built, you can really build anything yourself. And I think that's the really exciting thing. You know, I also have always kind of had this entrepreneurial mindset. And for me, when I started learning what code is and how, so the, you know, who founded, that my friend Kevin, who founded Instagram, I was like, oh, Kevin, he actually knows how to code. He actually built it. Like, there are lines of code that built this thing that's transforming the world. Okay, wait, like, anybody can learn that language or learn a language and be a part of the conversation. And, you know, to actually make change and to have an equal representation of, or at least, you know, companies that I'm sure it's not that you're not wanting to hire more women on your engineering team. There's just not enough in the pool of talent to choose from. And I think what we're trying to do with Code with Glossy is to change that, to create more excitement with girls, give them the tools to actually learn these skills, the opportunities to see how creative ways that they can apply them. And we're going to change that. You're going to have more interns coming your way.
I hope so. I mean, it kind of fits into a wider theme that, you know, I've been thinking about and which we'll be discussing later this evening, which is kind of the empowerment of girls too, right? And so,
yeah,
you know, when you and I have talked about Code with Glossy in the past, you know, one of the things that I took away is that not only is the camp giving these young girls like a real skill, it changes their whole attitude towards their potential.
Anybody who has daughters knows that's a tricky time, and that's a really formidable time, deciding who you think you can be and what you think you can't. And I think if you can really, and for me, this Code with Glossy has grown into something so much bigger than I ever set out to do, but it's amazing to see the impact that we've been able to have in the girls who have been in our camps and in our communities. They change the way that they think about themselves and what they think they're capable of. I mean, there are girls who weren't planning on going to college and are now studying computer science at Yale and Columbia, and who are graduates of ours. There are girls who have gone on to win $50,000 hackathon prizes from building projects. And again, that confidence factor is so key and so important to just, we create the space and we give the access to the learning for the girls, but you know, knowledge is power, and I think this is a really empowering thing for these young women.
I have one last question, which is, do you think there's something that a woman or a female engineer can bring to coding that a man can?
Absolutely.
What?
I'm sorry, I'm biased. But I think that our brains just are wired differently. I think we problem solve differently. And ultimately, that's what code is. It's creative problem solving. And, you know, I think having more women and girls in the conversation, at the table, when you're building algorithms, when you're problem solving, we're going to come up with a different way to get to the end result or to get to the answer. And I think, you know, now more than ever, because our world is being transformed so quickly in so many great ways and also some scary ways by technology, it's more important than ever that we have diversity and different approaches to solving these problems. And that starts with teaching more people these skills, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, we'll hear more from Carly tonight. Carly's also hosting a Voices Salon this evening on girls' empowerment, and I think she's emblematic of what that kind of empowerment can do for not only for yourself and your career, but all of these young women that you've given this whole new path for their lives to develop. So thank you for sharing that
with us.
Thanks for listening to the Business of Fashion podcast. If you like what you hear, please give us a rating and subscribe today. Don't forget to visit businessoffashion.com to learn more about BOF and everything that we do.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store. But did you know Shopify powers selling in person, too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/BOF, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BOF to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/BOF.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.